Okay, we're on the Mishnah. We're on the Mishnah and Daf Hamid Beis. And the Mishnah tells us, Al Pishnai made the Moshe Shem Yimus Ameis, Mishkayem Eseis Pishnai, Malam Apart Akos of Bishloisha, Elo Lahakish, Mashloisha, Mazim Isa Shnai, Mav HaShnai, Yazim Isa Shlosha. Uminayin Afil Tameya, Tamadomer Eidim. So we know that we have a cot, and the cot, minimum of cot is two, and 3 versus 2 is 3 can knock out 2, 2 can knock out 3. And the way I would understand this idea is again, we're operating with a set, but once you have two Edim, I would call that absolute Edus. That's called absolute Edus. That's called absolute Nemams. So once you're at absolute, then there's nothing more than that. So once you have that 100%, so the 100 Edim is no better than 2 Edim, because that's already called absolute Edus. Your cupeth of Ne'manus is full. So now the Mishnah goes, Rav Shimon Omer, Ma'ashayim Edim Ne'arog Ma'ashayim Shnayim Zomim, Av Shoshayim Ne'arog Ma'ashayim Shloshtam Zomim, Me'a, Tamad Omer Edim. So the din of Achi Yezumu Kulam says Rav Shimon will also be defined based on the Kat, and then we have a somewhat vague comment of Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Kiva Omer Lo Bashisha Hakel Ella Hachmar Lav Lazos Dino Kayotze Ba Elu. So Rabbi Kiva has a cryptic statement that when it comes to the reason for the third aid, so that third aid is not coming as a kula. See, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's coming as a kula. Once you have three aidim, how many do you need to have a hazama?
Three.
So the third aid is coming as a kula. You don't need the third aid, now it's coming as a kula. Says Rabbi Akiva, he's coming as a chumra. What exactly is that chumra? So that's going to be three shitos in Nimuki Yosef. The first shita also, I believe, is Rashi shita. Then the Riva, and then the Riben Geis. So just taking a quick look at the Nimuki Yosef. Nimuki Yosef has the following three positions. Shot number one is what does it mean? Lobo Hashishi lo hakel. Hashishi enu yachal omar kvar ha'idu Hashem v'nizkai ba'edus bahem. Shafil huzam lo yishalem elav avisho hayatzarech im hei toko de dibor. Dino l'ischaiv im huzam kayotze ba'elu. So based on Rabbi Kiva, according to Pshat number one, which is also Rashi Pshat, is a restatement of Rabbi Shimon. It's really the same as Rabbi Shimon, because after all, the guy could say, you don't need me. You don't need me. So therefore, it's not a restatement of Rabbi Shimon. That's not right. But he could say, you don't need me. So good, I'm muzan. But I'm an extra. So therefore, I should not get punished. Kamash malon, that you are getting punished, even though you're not needed, but once you testify, you're found to be a tzomeim, you're going to be chayv. Okay, that's how Rashi learns as well. Riva says, no. What happens over here is Rabbi Akiva is arguing on Rabbi Shimon. And he's saying that in order to go ahead and have Hazama and kill the first two Edim, according to Rabbi Akiva, if you have a third aid and he's not Muzam, you're not going to kill the first two. And Rabbi Akiva says, no. The third aid is not coming to be Mekil. It's not coming to give a Kula, it's coming to give a Chumra, which is to say, even if he's not Muzam, at the end of the day, do you have a Kat of Edim that are Muzam?
Yep.
Yes. So Rabbi Kiva says, the first two Edim will get killed, even though the third aid was not Muzam. In other words, they have a Shem Kat, even without the third aid, and therefore, Achiazumu Shnayim. You don't need Achiazumu Kulam. And the most interesting shita, and the shita that I want to really try and develop a little bit, is the shita of the Riben Geis. Because the Riben Geis says something absolutely stunning. Stunning, and the first time I saw this Riben Geis, I was like, wow, what a crazy shita. Riben Geis says, the third aid, what's the chumra of the third aid? Even if he's not found to be Eid Zomen, but he's tafel to the other Edim, so he's going to get killed. And that is an absolutely stunning, stunning sheet. Now, let's add. What?
You're saying that Rav Shimon said it in the Gemara.
We didn't say it in the Gemara.
We have that right after Rabbi Akiva.
We didn't say it in the Gemara ever. That's the pshat in Rabbi Akiva.
Right. So I'm saying,
that's not the only pshat in Rabbi Akiva. We have other pshat in Rabbi Akiva.
Why is such a
thing? It's a because he didn't lie.
No, but I'm saying it seems like we say straight out right after.
What do we say?
Rabbi Akiva came. Because if you join,
Anas Shakasav Lenitpala Over Avera, Kill Over Avera. We're going to treat.
He's
Nitfal. He's a Nitfal over Avera. Could be understood the other way. Nitfal over Avera. He's a third aid. We don't need him. He's Tufel to the others.
You're saying not. Oh, I just read it as he's like.
It's a reading. It's a reading. But it's not. It's not the only reading. It's a reading of Rabbi Akiva. So the Reb Ben Gay is saying something radical. It's a radical statement. What's the radical statement that he's making? Is Rabosa is the third aid lying in court? He's not lying in court. And nevertheless, he's going to be caught. What is that?
Does that apply only to 100?
Apply to 100. Yes, it'll apply to 100. It'll apply to 100. Now, if I were to ask you, and I want to just analyze this a little bit. If I were to ask you analytically, what is the, and I don't want you to skip steps. Jacob Rothman, you're already skipping steps. I don't want you to skip steps. I want just what is the logical conclusion of this interpretation of the Reb Ben Gay?
We discussed this. We said.
I know we discussed it.
We said that basically you are now one Kadesh.
He is skipping a step. I don't want you to skip a step. The same step that Jacob Rothman wanted to skip. I want you to just take a baby step. There's a baby step conclusion that emerges from this Shita of the Reb Ben Gay. What's the baby step? What's the baby step? I'll give you a hint. The mechayev of the onesh of kasher zamam is not blank. The mechayev of the onesh of kasher zamam is not blank.
It's not the
Eidos. What?
It's not the
Eidos.
It's being part of it.
Okay, so Shnei, add one other word. I want you to say one other word. It's not Eidos Sheker. It's not Eidos Sheker. I would have thought, and before I hit this sugya, I would have thought the Eid Zomim are getting punished because they're Meyid Sheker. Here, all of a sudden, we have an aid who's not Meyid Sheker, and he's getting killed. Which now teaches us that the Mechayev of Eidim Zomamim is not Eidim Sheker. Is that clear? One second. Now, other indicators that the Mechayev of Eidim Zomim is not Eidim Sheker, I ask you to take a look at a Rambam. Elisha, the past 2 days, you give me these looks of deep thought coupled with deep consternation. Like you have something deeply bothering you in the pit of your stomach. What? Excellent. That's what I thought it was. You feel like you're disturbed. That's good, disturbed. I'm okay, good. I'm glad we're on the same page. Excellent. I love disturbed. When I was in Rav Parnas's shir, Shlita, there was one day, probably more than one day, but one day, I'm kind of sitting back like Werner style, and he calls, anytime he calls the ad, it's never a good thing. So he goes to me, Isaacson, where are the furrows on your forehead?
Furrow in your brow.
Yeah, so I'm seeing the furrows on your whole face is furrowed in a good way. It's a good way. It's Mama, you're even during Shemitah, you're allowed to furrow your forehead. Okay, the Rambam in Perek Chaf Halacha Beis, a halacha dalet. The Rambam has a halacha over here, which says as follows. It's an interesting din. He says, "Ein la'edim zomim shkaga." An eid zomim doesn't have shkaga. Whatever that means. Lefi she'ein b'hem maisa, because the eid zomim doesn't have a a maisa, and lafichach ein tzrichan hasra. And therefore, you do not require hasra. Now, if I were to go ahead, you saw this already on Daf Gimel, I believe, but if I were to go ahead and share with you, what is the prerequisite for any onesh bezdin? Hasra. Hasra. That's a prerequisite for any onesh bezdin. All of a sudden, the Rambam's mechadish over here, that Adam Zomimim, which is going to get an onesh bezdin, ain't srichim hasra. And the Ravid goes a little ballistic over here. Amar Avram, zehatam lo yadati, mahu. Vim nidnei shomar akosah ha-toyra achas yelochem las mishkoga. Megade, flachaschom lo yetzar hasra. Basically, I don't get it. Why would it need hasra? Why would Aiden Zom not need hasra? You give me owner's bez and should require hasra. So why does the Rambam say it does not need hasra?
The hasra that you would assume would be on a shekel, but that's not what's being
applied. Oh, correct. Is because the Rambam says, Lefi she'ein b'hem maisa. What do you mean, ein b'hem maisa? They have a maisa. Not a maisa in the lav she'ein b'hem maisa sense of the word, but they're doing an action. They're testifying court. So why can't you go ahead and give them hasra? So what is the Rambam telling you? The Rambam is telling you that the mechayev, the mechayev of Edom Zomim is not the Maisa Edus. It is not the Edus Sheker. Because if it was, then you have a Maisa. And then you'd require Hasra. It's not the Maisa. Which is corroborating the Reben Geis. So what then is the mechayev if it's not the Maisa Avera? So what we suggested a couple of weeks ago as an aside in a shir, which now I'm bringing back, is there is something Rav Chaim developed the idea, and there are many rise to this. We're bringing two or three. But Rav Chaim suggests the idea that there's something called, what we're calling, it's a label, a shame eid zomim. What does it mean, shame eid zomim? Is that the mechayev of every single other onesh bezdin is a maisaveh. Not so when it comes to eid zomim. What's the mechayev eid zomim? A chalos shame. That you're labeled as an eight zomim. And once you're labeled as an eight zomim, what's your consequence? Kashazam. Does it have anything to do with eight of sheker? No. So do you need hasra? You don't need hasra. Why? Because it's not, you're not punished because of maisa. You're punished because of a status. Status called eight zomim. As such, according to Reben Geis, what is this third aid? Why is he chayv as an eid zomim? Because he has a shame eid zomim. How did he get the shame eid zomim? He's part of a kat. He didn't testify falsely. Doesn't make a difference. That's the chiddush of Rav Chaim, and lichora it'll explain what is otherwise a seemingly very difficult shita. And that is, if you take a look at the sugya in Bava Kama Davayim Beis, so the Gemara here addresses not the din of Edom Zomim per se, but when is an Eid Zomim pasul Eidus? So let's say you have an Eid Zomim comes in and testifies on January 1st, and then he signed a lot of shtaros throughout the course of January, and on February 1st, he's found to be an Eid Zomim because of his Eidus when? From January 1st. So here you have a machlekes, are those shtaros, or his testimony that he gave in the interim, is that Eidus Sheker or not? So Abai says, Lema Freya Hu Nifsa. When's he Pasul Eidus already from? January 1st. Rava says, Mikan Labo Nifsa. Abai Omar Lema Freya Hu Nifsa. Why? Now he Shaita De Asid Avalei Rasha. Vatora Omar Al Tosfos Rasha Eid. When is it that he's a Rasha? He's a Rasha from when? From the time he testified. And therefore, from that point on, all of his Eiduyos are Pasul. And Rava disagrees, and Rava says, no, mikan labo nifsal, because after all, eid zomeim chidushu. And since eid zomeim is a chidush, ta treyu treininu, maichos v'sayz lahani, tzayz lahani, hilchok, en l'chabo, alam yishas chidusho, va'elach. So Rava says, eid zomeim is a chidush, because after all, it's what? It's treyu trey. Why believe in the second cat? Believe in the first cat. Since the chidush, we have a law in halacha, which is the law in halacha is the law of conservation of chidush. And therefore, if you're conserving the chidush, then the psul eid is only going to be from when? Shas chidush o mikanu lahaba. That's Rava's shita. Now stop a second, because now I'm going to like say something that I want. It's going to like color 12 different shiurim that we've given this month. What is Abai's shita? What is Abai's shita vis-a-vis Rava? I'm trying to be vague on purpose, slightly, so you can think a little bit. Rava says Eitz Zom is a chiddush, and therefore in the chabah lechidusho. So the psul is mikan lahaba. Rava says Abai says the psul is lemafreya. What does that mean about Abai's position? Now be careful, because I want you to say there's two possibilities. You don't know, but you want to give me two possibilities.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Either he says it's not a chiddush.
And that means which cat ought to be believed?
The second.
The cat sheni ought to be believed. Why ought the cat sheni to be believed? No, that's already a chiddush. It's because of what? We've seen this before. I'm just doing chazara. Because the cat sheni is not testifying about the case, they're testifying about Gufan Shel Eidim. Once it does like Gufan Shel Eidim, it's two verses, zero. And therefore, it's not a chiddush. They believe the second cut. That's one possibility. In which case, when are you going to go ahead and pass them from Lamafreya? What's the other possibilities?
It is a chiddush. The whole chiddush is it goes back to the time of when they...
Really, Trey is a... My chazis. Even Abai concedes. So what? It's a chiddush. But nevertheless, the psul is still going to be a psul. Lemafreya, because what is the Torah telling you? The Torah is b'machadesh.
At the time that they did
it. The Torah is b'machadesh that the first kat is pasul. And from when then is the first kat pasul? Lemafreya. That's when they gave their false testimony. Yeah, there's no reason really to believe the second kat of the first kat, but once the Torah says you do, then the machayev is going to be lemafreya, and therefore the pasul lemafreya. I want to give you a little mashal to this lumdus, this methodological lumdus shemuf. There's a well-known machlekes between Ameimar and Abaye in Menachos Daf Samach Vav regarding Sfiras Omer. Abaye says, count days and weeks. Ameimar says, only count days. Why only count days? Since Bizman HaZeh, Sfiras HaOmer is only a Zecher LaMikdash. We don't have a Korban HaOmer. It's only a Zecher LaMikdash. So count. It's enough to count days. You don't have to count weeks. It's a Zecher. So how do you do a Zecher? It's just some kind of remembrance of this mitzvah. And therefore, days is enough. In light of that, I'm asking you, what's a Abaye's shita in Sfiras HaOmer? Yud and Noble, two possibilities. What are they? Same Lamda Shemuf.
Yeah. Either it still is the same card.
Either Abaye fundamentally disagrees. Let's go the other way first. He fundamentally agrees it's not a Zecher. It's a Dindo Raisa. And therefore, you count days and weeks. Or he agrees. It's a what? It's a Zecher LaMikdash. But still, when you do a Zecher, you don't want to just do a facsimile thereof. You want to do an authentic Zecher, and that requires days and weeks. Same exact Lamdisha move. And that's a common Lamdisha approach. Rabosa, back to Makas. So what is the position of Rava? What is Rava saying? Abai says the psul is lemafreya. Rava is saying the psul is mikan labo. Why is Abai saying the psul is lemafreya? Why does that make perfect sense? Why is the psul lemafreya? According to Abaye.
In regards to
According to Abaye, I am Bayes. Why does Abaye make sense? Because if the Mechayev of Eidus Zomimim is what?
Is
Eidus Sheker. So then when were they made Sheker? Lamafreya. That's when they're Psul. That's when they have a that's when they're Rishon. They're Rishon Mishas Haggadah, because that's when they became Eidus Sheker. Makes a lot of sense. That's the same Rosh. But what is Rava's position? Rava's position is the Mechayev is not Eidus Sheker. The Mechayev is the label, the Shem Eid Zomim. When did they have that label of Shem Eid Zomim?
When they were
found to be Eid Zomim. Back to Dav Beis Mebeis. How do you develop a Shem Eid Zomim? V'itzdikus atzadik v'shiu es ha-rosha. That's when you have the Shem Eid Zomim. When that Gemar Din now is labeled, is placed on you. And from that time on, that's when you're Eid Zomim. And therefore, the Psul Eidus is only going to be when? Mikan al-Habba. So this is the famous Shtikl Torah of Rav Chaim, and it basically revolutionizes one's vision of this entire first parak, because basically it's saying that the Mechayev has nothing to do with Eidus Sheker; it has to do with a Shem Eid Zomim. These are some of the rayas to that vision. Okay, I want to spend 3 minutes moving on to the next sugya, and the next sugya is going to enable us to really go a little bit full circle. Because I'm going to, at some point the next day, remind you of a ritva in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel, which we did. I heard there was a nice matzav going in the Beis Medrash at 1:30 last night. Throwbacks. So we'll have a little opportunity for some throwbacks. But let's take a look at the following interesting issue. Rabosai, we have a din. We have a din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasa. If one A member of the Kat is a Karov apostle, Kulam, they're all apostle. So what we want to do over the next day is understand what is the definition of a Kat. Because once you have a din of Nimzak Mem Karov apostle, Kulam Betelim, we need to understand what's the definition of a Kat. How do we define a Kat of Eid? So Amar Rava, in the Gemara says, V'hu she'idu kulam betoka de dibur. They all testify toka de dibur. Amale Rav Achmi dikto avinim nichti toka de dibur echidamik de shel tam de rav. So mea tu behave. How do you have 100 edim all testifying toka de dibur? That doesn't, like, you're not going to listen, hear anything. How does that generate a kat? So the Gemara says, Amale, no, kol chad v'chad betoka de dibur shel chaveva. So as long as they're talking to the Hebrew of each other, that's going to be mitzar them to a kat. Okay. Now that would indicate, what's the extraction that I'm pulling out of Rava? What determines the Chaloshem Kat? Haggadah. Toke the Hebrew b'shas Haggadah, that makes you into a kat. The very next Gemara would seem to contradict that. The very next Gemara says as follows. Unbelievable. This is my favorite Gemara Maseches Matos. Coming up. This Gemara. I love this Gemara. I love it. It's so crazy. And Eliav hates this Gemara. I love it. He hates it. Because he's going to say this is like a whacked out Gemara. And I'm going to say crazy cases make for extracting fundamental principles. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Amalei Rav Papa, we just have a din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Apostle Kulam Betel. How are you ever going to have a conviction in a murder case? Because after all, Haruk Yatz. Because when I shoot, the victim sees me. So the victim is an eight. Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. He's a Karov. So the whole Kat is now Batel. The whole Kat is Batel. So somebody says, you're right. It's an excellent Kasha. It's an excellent Kasha. So must be that the only time you'll have a conviction in a murder case is Bahargo Meachorov. Is when you shoot him in the back. So now the Haru cannot see.
If he's a teacher,
then he sees you.
Therefore what?
And therefore he's an aid. And he's pasul aedus. Because he's involved in the case. So therefore, he's going to pass the entire count. You can never get a conviction. So my answer is, Hagam Yachorov. One then says, Nir Bayatzil. How do you ever have a case of conviction, a sodomy case? Once again, Kershirobo Meachorov. It happened without him seeing. Horeg Yatzil. Well, what about the murderer himself? Is he not a witness to the case? So, what do you see over here? Is that... So, Gemara says, you stump me. Ishtik. I don't have an answer to the case. So, a couple of ha'aras. Ha'ara number one. What do you see in the case of Harug Yatzil? Did the victim see the murder? Did he see the murder? What did he see? What didn't he see?
He didn't see a murder. He saw
the Maisa Haritzich. But he didn't see the dead guy. You know why he didn't see the dead guy?
Because
he's the dead guy. So apparently, that's enough. You don't have to see the Totsah. You have to see the Maisa Haritzich. That's an interesting Ha'ara. Another interesting Ha'ara is, what do you see in this Gemara? What determines the Shein Kat? What determines the Shein Kat? This Harug, is he coming into court to testify? No, you know why not? Because it's dead. So what establishes the Shein Kat? Is not the Haggadah, but rather, not the Hasra, the Re'iyah. The Re'iyah. Seeing it together is what establishes the Shein Kat. And that's the Kasha Tos going to ask on Rashi. Really on the Gemara. Because the Gemara seems to indicate what? Amar Rava, what establishes the Shein Kat? Haggadah. Now what's establishing the Shein Kat? Re'iyah. So how exactly does that jive? It's a Shem, we'll pick that up tomorrow.
But it's not.